Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Hallelujah. Got up this morning, it's probably about, I guess maybe 10 to 6, expecting to be a little more light out and open the door to let Peaches out, my dog. And I go, man, it's still dark. It's dark out here. And I was looking at the mountains and I was just enjoying there was just enough light I could see the mountains real dark. And it reminded me immediately about when Moses was talking to the Lord, and the Lord told him, he said, hey, prepare the people, get them ready, because today I'm going to speak to them in front of the mountain, get them up in the morning, tomorrow morning, and I will speak to them. It was the next day, actually. And the Lord, what I like about the next morning, there was a sound of a trumpet. You guys remember that? A loud sound of a trumpet. How would you like to get woke up that way? Bye! I mean, go on, man. And trumpet blast. And they got up and they looked at the mountain, and the mountain's covered with smoke. And they could see that there's some kind of a flame inside of all of that. If you imagine the sight, I try to think about the sight of what it looked like. And then this blaring sound of a trumpet going, get up, my people. Hallelujah. I don't know. But it was just when I was looking at the mountain this morning, I said, wow, that's really nice, Lord. And he began to talk to me. He said something to me, and I'm gonna share this with you because I actually, when he began to share it, I go, oh no, he's gonna change my sermon. You're gonna change my sermon, God, aren't you? You're gonna change it. And actually, it was that he began to add to it. And because today, I forgot. I don't even know what's the name of the, what does it say on your book? What's the title of the sermon today? Hallelujah. What's that? Thirst calls for flow. Is that right? How many of you know that thirst calls for flow? Is that right? Whenever you're thirsty, you go and say, hey, man, I need a little bit of flow from this bottle down here. Is that right? Thirst calls for flow. Is that right? I thought of all sorts of names last night. Thirst quencher, thirst buster. I said, you know what? It was just called thirst calls for flow, or calls on flow. Is that right? It's asking for a flow. But the Lord began to say something to me this morning. One of the things that he said to me was this. He goes, Henry, never forget that the kingdom of God is within you. How many know that? How many know the word of God says that? That God's kingdom is within you. And some folks, just remember that. And I was talking with Pat this morning, but how many of you know that the redemption that Jesus brought to mankind and the world was a complete redemption? Do you know that? How many know that? It's when he said it's done, what did he mean? Yeah, how you say that in Spanish, John? Ya acabó. Yeah. It's done. It's a done deal. And folks, you've got to remember that the redemption not only was to man, but also to this earth that we live on. The earth is redeemed. How many know that? It just takes the people of God to express the redemption that's in the earth. Do you know that? So I want you to go home today. Talk to your tree. Talk to your lemon tree. Talk to your whatever you got growing. The earth is redeemed, and I want you to start responding just like it is. How's that? God's watering you? So what? What's the story? Whatever. It's too cold. No, it's not. Praise God. But you know what God said to me this morning? He said, never forget that the kingdom of God is within you. I said, okay, I got it, God. I love you. Good word. Don't change my sermon. And then he said this, do you know that before the fall, before the flood, there was a mist that proceeded out of the earth and it watered the earth? Do you remember that? Remember that? It had not rained until Noah and his bunch. Is that right? The Bible says that they didn't even know what was going on. What's going on? It hadn't rained. But the scriptures say that the water came from within, from the earth, and it watered the land. Pretty cool. Can I tell you that's a picture of what you are today? Listen, the kingdom of God is within you. And it's that kingdom that's going to water you and water you and water you and water you and water you. Before you know it, you're full of water. Is that right? So you're walking around sloshing the kingdom of God everywhere you go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know this, that God is doing something very, very special in the earth today. He's calling on his people to do what his desire is. Everyone in the building, God has placed something in you. Everyone that's breathing, and all of you are breathing, is that correct? Everyone, God has placed something within you, and God is calling on it. He says, today's the day, now's the time, start, begin to walk on it. If you don't know what it is, come after it. Is that right? Is that cool? That's a cool deal. So with that, I said, oh God, thank you for not changing my sermon. Thank you, Lord, for the sermon you gave, because he gave it to me early this morning. He said, no, I'm not changing it. I'm just adding to it, just reminding you that the kingdom comes from within. It is within you. And it is expressed by his people. Those of us that believe in God, we express the kingdom. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. Those around you, those in need, would love to express the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Pastor John, for stopping and speaking to the church and thanking the church. And folks, I just want you to know they got their table in the back, and there's a hat there. And that, you know, what do you think that hat's for? You know, these guys, man, there's always needs. So just stop by that table and bless those brothers. God will see that. Hallelujah. I'm gonna get right to the message. So if you will, open your Bibles. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. Familiar story. Hallelujah. Thirst calls for flow. Look at your neighbor and tell him, man, I'm dry. Look at your neighbor and say this to him, man, I'm dry. Praise God. And then look at the one on the other side and say, we're about to get wet. Look on the other side and say, we're about to get wet. How many want to get wet? Hallelujah. How many want to increase? Hallelujah. And not decrease. Come on. Hallelujah. I love it, man. I thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, starting verse 1, it says, that's right. John 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. I like that scripture where it said he must needs. There was a necessity in his heart. And then I just want to say that real quick, that Jesus had to go through Samaria. He had to. And then verse 5 says, and he come to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away in the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew, everybody say, if you knew. Look at your neighbor and say, if you knew. Oh God, come on. If you knew. I'm going to say it to you again. If you knew. If you knew. Knew what? Ooh, man. Say it. Look at your neighbor one more time. Say, if you knew. If you only knew. I love it, man. Hallelujah. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, you would have asked of him and he would have given you what? What kind of water? Gatorade? No. What? Lemon water? Come on. Come on. Living water. Is there, there's something about, isn't that right? There's something about living water. It even sounds good, doesn't it? What do you mean living? What's in it? What's in that water, man? What makes it living? Oh, man. Jesus is talking about a whole different kind of water, isn't he? Man. He says, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that said to you, give me to drink, you would have given him living water. You would ask of him, and he would have given you living water. And the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Very, very, man, good answer on her part. Is that right? Hey, you're asking for water, and you don't have anything to draw with, and you're saying that you have water? Whatever. I like this story. How many like this story? Man, I'll tell you. Verse 12, he said, and she says, are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Are you greater than him? Everybody say, if you knew. If you only knew. Is that right? Wouldn't you love Jesus? Oh, God. Wouldn't you love to be having this kind of a conversation with Jesus? If he would have said, if you knew to me, I would have said, okay, I don't know. Tell me about it, man. If you knew. She says, are you greater? He goes, yeah, I'm greater. He didn't say that to her. But Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I love the more you get to reading the words of the Word of God, and the more you look at Scripture, and the more you appreciate the words that Jesus gives, because he's very clear and he's very, very truthful, because he is the truth in saying, hey, this is living water. It's living water. And it's the Holy Ghost. How many know that? How many know he's talking about the Holy Spirit? Is that right? How many know that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? Do you know that? I hope you're not offended because I speak in tongues up here. Because I speak in tongues all the time. Hallelujah. I might offend you all the time. Because it is a gift, as Jesus just got through saying. It is a gift. It's a gift. How many know that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? He gives living water. The Word is living. But there's something about the Spirit of God that's within the vessel that it becomes living water when it comes up out of the vessel. Is that right? How many? Did I lose everybody? You guys okay? We good? We're still good? The water. I'm thirsty. How about you? You mind if I take a drink? Whosoever drinks of this water, he shall thirst again. I guarantee you, I'll probably get another drink a little later. But whosoever drinks of the water that he gives, it will be in him a well. Is that right? How many know we need a well within us? Can I tell you, we go through things. How many of you folks, we go through things. Is that right? Some things hurt. Is that right? Can I tell you, the deeper the well, the better the water. How many know that? I remember taking a bunch of kids up to Madera Canyon, and we were hiking to Josephine Saddle, taking the easy way up. You guys know there's an easy way and a hard way. And anyway, we were taking the easy way up. About 3/4 of the way up, there's a water tank. How many of you have seen that? Anybody in there? There's a water tank along the trail, and there's a pipe coming out, and it's dribbling water in there. And when we got to that, we told the kids, right, Rosie? We told the kids, hey, don't drink all your water. Take it easy. We gave them water bottles. Take it easy on your water, because we're going up there, and you're going to need it. Well, most of them, by the time they got halfway up, they had their water drank. How many of you know that? should have never said nothing. That's what Rosie said. Should have just said nothing. You know how kids are? Yeah, praise God. Anyway, these are teenagers. And we got up to that. And I said, hey, you guys, go ahead and just fill up your water bottle. Not a one of them. Man, no way, not me. So we're sitting around there, right, Rosie? And this park ranger comes up on a horse. And the horse starts drinking it was a trough there, kind of. It was a round pipe sticking out of the ground, and somebody had built it there. And the water was coming out of this other small pipe and dribbling in there. And the ranger comes up, puts his horse is drinking water, and pulls his canteen off and sticks it under there, fills it up, takes a big drink, puts it under there, and tears it up. As soon as he left, you seen all those kids trying to get the water bottles. All it takes is one. Is that right? Come on, man. All it takes is one. Hallelujah. Love that, man. Love water. There's something about the water of life that is unquenchable. Can he say that? Pastor John, was that you talking about it? The unquenchable water we were talking about this morning? It is water that is, man, once you get it, you got to get more. Is that right? Once you get this water, once you take a drink, you want more and more and more. And the Holy Spirit begins to do things with you, and you want more. It's just crazy. It's more. Everybody say more.
More.
How many of you want more of what God has done in your life?
Yeah.
How many of you are satisfied right now with everything? You say, I don't need any more. Is there anybody that's got to put a hand up? Man, I mean, everyone in the house should have their hand right now, man. You know, David gave us a couple of psalms. If you will, turn to Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. Look at this. The Bible says, as the deer pants, as the hart pants after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before thee? Hallelujah. Do you thirst for God? How's your thirst? I'm going to ask you that this morning. What is your thirst? Are you thirsty for God and for Him? Or are you thirsty for the things of this world? Are you thirsty for houses and cars and riches and gold and silver and I don't know what else to say. What are you thirsty for? Can I say this morning that God knows exactly what you're thirsty for? Is that right? He knows exactly what you're thirsty for. But David says this, my soul thirsts after you, O God. You. And I find myself in that situation. I was in the middle of, I guess, what would I call it? I guess I'd call it, I was studying to become a pastor. Because this boy needs a lot of studying. Anyway, I was studying and I had these books I was reading, and one of the books was called Church History. And I just had absolutely hardly any interest in what happened with some of these churches and how they were. And I just, it's just who I am, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to get finished a couple of courses, and I'm trying to get through this course, which is church history. And I've read the book. I've read into the book three or four times, it's been taking up most of my morning devotion time. And I got so dry. You know what I'm saying? How many? Anybody ever been dry? Anybody ever gotten away from the Word of God? And you just felt the dryness to yourself. Have you ever been like that? And that's what I was. I was so dry. I've been trying to read this book, and I'm not getting anything out of it. And I'm still kind of that way today. I'm not a real book reader. I probably should be. But this book right here, the Holy Spirit begins to give me living water out of this book. Keeps me from getting dry, dry, dry. You might be looking at me, hey, you're a dry preacher. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to tell you, I can, if I get away from this book, I'm going to be dry, dry, dry. But I was reading that church history book, and I finally pushed it aside and grabbed my Bible. I said, God, I need something from you, because I just feel like I'm dry as can be. I need something from you. Open the Word of God. Came into John, his first John, and the Word of God said to me, so the anointing which you have received, I loved it, man. I was just reading. I didn't hear a voice. It was just reading. I said, the anointing that you have received is from God, and you need not that any man teach you. But the anointing which you have received will teach you and lead you into all things. And I said, okay, what am I doing? Oh, praise God. I'll tell you what, filled me to the top. And I realized, I said, Lord, thank you, because I was dry. God knows when you're dry. He knows what you need, and he wants to fill you. But I'm going to tell you about another dryness. There's a dryness out there outside of these doors. Do you know that? Outside past these doors are a bunch of folks. They've got no idea. They're looking for everything and anything. Can I tell you? They're going around trying to get their lives fulfilled, trying to find things, everything that they can, picking up anything they can do, trying to find. And what they need is a little drop of water, the water of life. That's where we come in. How many say, amen? Come on, man. That's where we come in. We're going to go out. See, I didn't realize this, but when I was praying for this house, while the boards were still on the doors, I hadn't even talked to the owner yet. And before, I was walking around the building and stopped out front. And the Lord said to me, prophesy to that building. I don't know what to prophesy, God. I don't know. And I opened my mouth. How many of you know the Word of God says, open your mouth and I'll fill it? You guys ever read that verse? I opened my mouth, and out of my mouth came this: open up, O ye gates. Open up, O ye everlasting doors. Hey, these things are boarded up. So open up, ye gates. Open up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. And by this time, I'm all fired up. I'm running. I'm jumping around, going around the building. Praise God. I'm prophesying to every door. One of the things that the Lord said out of my mouth, came out of my mouth, was this: out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water. Okay, cool. And then he said, out of thee, O house of God, shall flow the people of God, carrying life into the city, the rivers of life. Everybody say streams in the desert. Streams in the, can I tell you, you are a stream in this desert. Do you know that? You are a source because of the source that's within you. Can I say that to you? There is a source that's within you that will water and water and water again the folks that are outside there if you just go ahead and release it. Is that okay? Come on. And I will tell you this, when you begin to release that water out there, you're going to find this is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. Praise God. I'm going to go take Henry's place. Come on. And he said, yeah, come on. Because I tell you what, that's what God is doing. God is going to use the body of Christ. We are not here just to sit and listen. Come on. To some crazy guy that jumps around and screams and does whatever. We are here to touch our city. How many of you know that? Praise God. How many are thirsty? Anybody thirsty? Anybody thirsty? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thirsty. I'm going to read a little more. Whosoever drinks of this water that I shall give shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come to draw. And Jesus said to her, go, call thy husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands. Uh-oh, what do you think? Oh, boy. Yes, you've had five husbands. And he whom you now have is not your husband. Uh-oh, getting worse. And he says, in that you said truly. And she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. How many know that Jesus came to show us how to walk in the earth? Is that right? Jesus was talking about a living water that was within him. Can I tell you that sometimes when you're talking to folks, listen, sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you something. And it will, if you will, knock their socks off. Is that right? Who told you that? Well, that was the Lord. Just like Jesus did right here. You see, he's our example. This water that he's talking about, it's living water. It's alive. It's the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit knows every life out there. Do you know that? You don't have to judge them. The Holy Spirit already knows them. And he says, they're on the earth so you can touch them. Is that okay? Is that good? Because that's what he will use things. He will say things through you to bring the lost, to draw the lost. How did you know that? Man, you must be a prophet. No, man, I'm a spirit-filled, blood-bought child of God. Is that right? Is that right, Ben? Is that right? I am a child of God. I have the Spirit of God that dwells within me, and he knows everything. Is that right? Can you conceive? Can you go ahead and say, you know what? Go ahead and say, hey, I don't know everything. I'm serious. Say it. I don't know everything. Is that right? But he does. Is that right? He knows it all. He knows it all. This water is so important to us. It really is. If you only knew. Yeah? Come on, man. If you only knew. If you only knew. Our problem is that, you know, but God says, my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. He said, if you only knew what I've done for you, if you only realized what it is that I have placed deep within you, hallelujah, your giftings, your callings, and the Holy Spirit comes in your life to pull every one of those out, to make them grow and blossom. Do you know that seed has to be planted in the earth? Do you know that? How many know that? I mean, Rosie's been trying, and my granddaughter, they've been trying to grow an avocado. You know, you stick. and they're looking at it, and they're going, it's got something coming out. And I'm looking at it, I said, it's the same way. It's been like that. It's been like that since 1972 when you put it there. No. I'm just Seed needs to be planted. Do you know that? Do you know that seed needs to be watered? Do you know that? How many know that? Pat, is that called common sense? Is it common sense that you want something to grow, put it in the ground, water it? These vessels that we have got seeds that God has planted before you even, and he needs water. It needs water to cause it to burst out and grow. There's things within you that are, it's a nice little seed, but the water of life begins to touch on it and touch on it and touch on it again and touch on it again and touch on it again. And boom, it begins to take off. A root shoots down and then something new comes up. Woo-hoo, hallelujah. You see, the earth watered itself. It was a mist that floated up and watered the earth. The seeds that God has placed within you, he's placed them deep. The ones you're hearing this morning are seeds to help you and to cause things to grow. Hallelujah. Know that. Be assured that God has great things for you. But it takes water. It takes water. It takes the water of life. Hallelujah. You've had five husbands. Yeah, poor lady, huh? Yeah, all of a sudden, here, I'm just talking. He just asked for water, and I was exposing everything I've done. Not nice. But she says, sir, I perceive you are a prophet because you have said things to me that nobody else knows or not everybody knows. So what does she do? What a lot of us do? Change the subject. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus, I'm thinking, I'm glad you changed the subject. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And then he says this, but the hour comes and now is that true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in what? Truth. What is truth? Who said that? What is truth? Pontius Pilate, what is truth? Jesus said it in his prayer. He says, Father, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Is that right? His word is truth. He himself is truth. He said it this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I am the truth, is what Jesus said. He said now, he says that, this is how you're going to worship the Father. You're going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Let me just ask you this question. How truthful have you been with God? How truthful have you been with him? He already knows the truth about you. Is that right? What are you hiding? That's a nice question, huh? What are you hiding? Come on, man. Is it worth hiding it? It's not worth hiding because the truth will reveal it, just like it did with this lady. Is it worth hiding? It's not worth hiding. He already knows about it. That's why he says, they that worship me will worship me in spirit and then in truth. And in truth. Spirit and in truth. Can I tell you, you can't lie to God? Can I tell you, it is impossible to lie to him. He knows the imaginations of men. He knows it. He knows what you're thinking right now. He really does. He knows. That's just who he is. He knows it. So the best way to worship God is to lay everything down before him and say, God, I might put on a good front, but I need whatever it is. Is that right? How many ever put on a front? Anybody? Let's have a show of hands. Yeah, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, the rest, come on, man. You know better than that. We all put on a front. Is that right? We all do. Put on our happy face. When the fact of the matter is we might be hurting. The fact of the matter is that we're being destroyed from within and we don't know how to stop it. Is that all right? Is that okay? Folks, there are people that are caught in drugs. There's people that are caught in all sorts of vices, pornography. There's all sorts of things going on. And the Lord is saying, hey, worship me in spirit and in truth. Confess your faults before me and watch what I'll do for you. That's what he says. And I will bring waters of life into your life. Do you hear that? He'll bring them to you. How many are thirsty still? How many are scared? Because sometimes being truthful with God is a scary thing. But I'm about to do something this morning because I believe that this is what God wanted me to do. I'm going to say to you, if you're thirsty, you can bring those, we can bring that. If you're thirsty, I'm going to ask you to come and take a small cup of water representing the water of life. Look, it's just a representative. It is you saying, Lord, I want to take this cup, this water that you have for me. I'm thirsty for it. How many of you are thirsty for God? Man, I'm thirsty for God. I don't get enough. Hallelujah. The word of God, we're an addict. I'm an addict for the water of life. I really am. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and I'd like to play As the Deer. Is that right? But anybody that's in the house, and just be serious, but just with yourself, say, hey, am I good? Do I have enough? I'm going to ask you to come and take a cup and just stand along this line. And I'm going to ask pastors Pat and John and Stella and my wife. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray for you guys. We're just going to agree with you that God is going to refresh your cup. He's going to refresh you in the Holy Ghost. We're just going to agree with you, and then we're going to release you. So I'm going to say, if you want, come and get a cup. I'm going to open that up to you. Grab a cup. Hallelujah. Hey, this is what we're going to do. The reason I want you up here is because the Bible says this, by if two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done by my Father which is heaven. That's why we've got you up here. Because as pastors of this church, we want to agree with you that God is going to quench your thirst. Every time you get a little thirsty for God, he's going to quench it. He's going to quench it by his Holy Spirit. It's going to happen. I believe this was done. This, I believe I am doing this in obedience to the Lord this morning because I could see it so clear what he wants to do. Because he wants to touch this city. He wants to touch this city, and he wants to touch wherever you may be. He's going to use you to touch somebody. You don't just go to the hospital for any old reason. You're going in there because God is sending you in there. You might think you're sick. You might think whatever, but God is saying, I'm sending you in there so that you might speak a word into the life of who knows. And being that you've been touched with a water of life, that water of life, will the Holy Spirit will direct you. Do you understand that? That's what his job is. He's been given a job to lead us and to guide us into all truth and to help us to touch people. Is that okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to drink this all together as one, as a body of one. We're going to drink this water. And like I said, it's just water, but it's symbolic of what God is doing here this morning. He's going to quench your thirst. You're going to get thirstier and thirstier for the things of God. You will, listen, you will desire the things of God like you've never desired them before, because now is the time. This is the time. It's the time. God is moving his body in the earth. We're going to sit, and once you've drank your water, just stand, you close your eyes, and just wait until somebody prays over you. It's going to go very quick. It's not going to be we're not going to be prophesying to your house and all this other stuff. We are going to agree with what you just did in Jesus' name. Everybody hold your cup up real quick. Say, Lord, we desire to be filled with the water of life daily. Make us thirsty, Lord, for your water. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Drink your water. Now, just wait. Close your eyes and just wait. We